I want to add this to the conversation with regard. We're talking about the quarterbacks still playing. How many of them would you take Brock over? Sounded to me like you pretty much only would take Brock over Stafford. Did I have that right?
Yeah, right now. I mean, Stroud is close. And
I'd take him over C.J. Stroud.
I think Goff is kind of situational. Yeah. I do think that what he's doing with that team right now fits him so perfectly. And that's where I have a hard time with this. And the other one is Jaden Daniels. I mean, I think that if you look at who's done more in their career, it's Brock.
For sure.
But Jaden's arrow is pointing way up. So
right. I mean, you could argue Brock's done more than Lamar Jackson, but who would do that?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. I mean Lamar's got two MVPs, and he's maybe about to get a third.
Yeah, Brock's done a lot more in the playoffs.
Right. And it's, again, this is where I have a hard time with this conversation, because what Brock has done is, you know, win games with his team. And what Lamar has done is, you know, do a lot individually, and his team hasn't done as well. And,
right,
you know, his coach chose not to run the ball last year against Kansas City. And so a lot of this is so circumstantial that I do have a little bit of a tough time with the conversation. Like, if you put Brock in Baltimore and you put Lamar here, well, both offenses are going to be completely different. And, you know, Shanahan's not going to run 21 personnel right. with Lamar.
Yeah, but that's the job of an offensive coordinator or a head coach or whatever, to put their players in the best right. position to succeed and all that stuff.
All that stuff.
Lamar's going to be a better player than Brock Purdy no matter where he plays,
exactly.
I would argue.
Exactly.
And the Stafford thing, I'm with you. If you had asked me this like 7 years ago, I would take Stafford. I think the arm talent is there. He's won a Super Bowl. You know what I mean? But if we're talking about right now, That's the answer I would give. But by the way, there's also some quarterbacks who are not playing anymore who I would take over Brock, starting with Joe Burrow. Actually, even though it ended the way it ended last week, if you offered me Justin Herbert, I would take Justin Herbert over Brock Purdy. I think there's an interesting conversation about Jordan Love. I would lean Brock, but that one gives me pause. The other one who's been eliminated is Baker Mayfield. Would take Brock over Baker Mayfield.
And Sam Darnold.
And
would
Sam
be the
Darnold,
other one.
And I would take Brock over Sam Darnold.
Sure.
But, yeah, let's dive into this a little bit. Tommy in the city. Hi, Tommy. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, man? I just wanted to touch on that subject about the quarterback situation. And I think everybody in the playoffs right now would be better than Purdy right now, honestly. We're talking about Mr. Irrelevant here. You know, he did his thing as a quarterback, you know, because that's his job. You know, he was third string, so he had to play well under pressure. And I'm not going to take that away from him. But I think that, you know, why keep starting the guy who was third string? And just because he did his thing, you know, he had a well-rounded team behind him. It wasn't just Purdy. So I think that anybody would be better than him right now. And they need to reevaluate his contract and talk about some trades with him. He has a good team. I just don't think he's the one for Niners.
Yeah, I wonder why. Yeah. Why is the draft position that much of a thing for you, Tommy, would be my question. Like, aren't you allowed to be good, you know, even if you were drafted? Isn't it possible that the league kind of misevaluated?
Yeah, but we're going to have to try to chance that and see what happens if you get on another team, or let's try and see if it happens next year. They had a complete team in my eyes. He had good receivers. He had a great defense. Of course, they weren't healthy and all, but he kind of threw those last games, you know, against Detroit. And how you blow a lead like that and get hurt? That was kind of a Garoppolo move.
Thanks, Tommy.
Wow.
Appreciate
yeah.
it. I didn't love the way he played in the fourth quarter of a handful of football games this year. Detroit being one of them.
Right.
Weird game. Weird vibe. I was there. It didn't matter for anybody. So, you know, it just didn't have that angst. That doesn't take away the fact that he made some bad throws. He was unbelievable in the first half of that football game.
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable in the first half of that football game, how good he was. So, that doesn't take away the fourth quarter interceptions.
It doesn't. And it also can't take away what he's done in, you know, four playoff wins.
Sure.
He's played in six playoff games, and four of those have resulted in victories, and so we can all cherry pick all we want. And I'm fascinated by the idea about Mr. Irrelevant, because if you look at these eight quarterbacks who are all playing this weekend, do you know how many of them was drafted outside of the first round?
I'm holding up a finger before you even finish the question, because I already had the exact same thought. The answer's one.
And you know who it is,
it's
right?
Jalen Hurts.
Right.
That's it. He's the only non-first rounder still playing.
And if you look at the rest of the quarterbacks,
number one,
I think that, you have like Stafford was he number one overall?
Number one.
Jared Goff, number one overall. And then
CJ Stroud was number two.
Jaden Daniels was number two. And Lamar was number 32.
He was at the very end. Josh Allen, I think, was maybe seven.
Somewhere in there. Yep. And Mahomes was in like 11, the early teens. Yeah.
11, 10 or 11, 12.
So when you look at it, like all these quarterbacks are first rounders. And I did this before with you. If you look at the history of Super Bowls, do you know how many of them were won by first rounders versus not won by first rounders?
Wasn't it like around half?
It's a little more than half were won by first rounders. And I know it's skewed a lot by Tom Brady, but Tom's won seven.
Sure. And Montana.
Right. So there's 11 of them. Right. But then you also talk about, you know, Kurt Warner is a guy who was obviously outside the first round. He was undrafted.
All.
And so as you go through it, just because you were a first round quarterback doesn't mean that you are ticketed to win the Super Bowl.
Jonathan in the city next. Hi, Jonathan. What's up?
Hey, happy Friday, guys. I just want to say, man, I'm going to take the field or the eight quarterback because you know why? They don't have durability issues. You know, they don't have Brock's injury history. They're all bigger, and I've seen every one of them connect with a deep ball on a regular basis all throughout the season. It's not to say that Brock is a bad quarterback, but you know what we say all the time, right? He's the best that we have right now, but if there's a better option, we take the better option. And before I go, I just want to say, as a Warriors fan, I want to do some scratching, and the only way to do that is for them to sign a guy with a last name Itch.
Nice. Vucevic. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thanks,
that's
Jonathan.
A four.
I'm in for different reasons, but I'm in.
Right.
Let's
talk about durability.
Let me spotlight this one. And again, you could pick any one of the quarterbacks you're talking about or what have you. I don't think there's a ton of wrong answers here. These are all eight good players, and there are a handful of good quarterbacks who aren't playing, and Brock Purdy's one of them, in my opinion. But let's talk about Jalen Hurts, for example. And I wonder if A.J. Brown were sitting in this room right now, what he might say with regard to whether or not Jalen Hurts is more durable than Brock Purdy and throws a better deep ball. Here's one thing I will say. This is a tiny little portion of the conversation. If you want to just talk about throwing the football, that's it. Throwing the football. Brock Purdy is miles better than Jalen Hurts. I mean miles better than Jalen Hurts, and I bet his wide receivers would be the first ones to tell you that. I mean, Greg Cosell sat here on this show 2 days ago and said right now, and for most of the year, Jalen Hurts just doesn't see it. He's had a decent enough year. They've won a ton of football games. They wouldn't without Saquon Barkley.